You're listening to SBS News.
The Perth and Peel regions of Western Australia are pushing through a three-day lockdown imposed after a Victorian man who had completed 14 days of hotel quarantine spent 5 days in the community unknowingly infectious. The snap lockdown came into effect at midnight on Saturday. Now, the Western Australia Health Department has confirmed a locally acquired case of COVID-19. The infected person had presented for a COVID-19 test after visiting one of the locations listed as a potential exposure site. The WA Health Department said in an online statement that the person is now working closely with the department's contact tracing team to determine any further public exposure sites. WA Health is asking residents to get tested even if they have not visited one of the locations, and if they have symptoms, to get tested and self-isolate until they receive a negative result. The statement asks residents not to be complacent, saying it's imperative everyone follows public health instructions. The leak in the hotel quarantine system meant the 54-year-old Victorian man who was released from quarantine tested positive to the virus after landing back in home city Melbourne. The man spent several days in the community while infectious, coming in close contact with at least 337 people. In a press conference on Saturday, before the discovery of the new case, Mr. McGowan had said so far all contacts had tested negative.
In total to date, we've identified 337 contacts, including 71 close contacts, all of which have been tested or will be today and will remain in quarantine. So far, 27 close contacts have tested negative. There are currently 109 casual contacts, with 60 of those returning a negative result so far.
However, test results processed later in the afternoon brought a change. Mr. McGowan has also expressed concern that the hotel quarantine system in its current form isn't working. He wants the Commonwealth to take more responsibility.
You all know I've been calling for the Commonwealth assistance with quarantine for many, many months now. CBD hotels are not fit for purpose quarantine facilities, and quarantine is the responsibility of the Commonwealth Government under the Constitution. There are a number of Commonwealth facilities that would be more suitable for quarantine purposes. The pandemic will be here for at least the rest of this year. It's time for the Commonwealth to step up and help.
The WA Premier said that he wrote to Prime Minister Scott Morrison requesting the cap on hotel quarantine in the state to be halved to 512 people a week from its current 1,025.
I wrote to the Prime Minister yesterday afternoon asking that we halve the cap, that we go down to 512, and that that be implemented as soon as possible. We're awaiting a response, but we expect a positive response from that, because obviously the pressure on our hotel quarantine system results in, very rarely but sometimes, these sorts of things occurring. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, I mean, we pay for these hotels. The state government picks up the cost, not the Commonwealth.
However, the state's health minister, Roger Cook, says the lockdown won't impact Western Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. He says 90,000 shots have been administered so far.
We encourage you to get the vaccination as soon as possible and as soon as you become eligible. COVID-19 vaccinations will continue during the three-day period lockdown. These are only at this stage for the 1B cohort who have booked their first or second dose, and people over the age of 70.
Victoria is the other state on high alert. Health authorities have identified over 5,000 Victorians who have returned from affected regions in Western Australia since April 17. All identified contacts have been asked to get tested and isolate until they return a negative result. The four household contacts of the infected man who landed in Melbourne on the 21st of April have tested negative to COVID-19. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Waymar, says health officials have spoken to all 265 people who were either passengers or crew connected to Qantas flight QF778.
I'm also pleased to note that 49 of those individuals have already returned a negative test result. It is very important that anybody who is associated with QF778 on Wednesday completes their 14-day isolation period and goes and gets tested, even when they return a negative result. We ask them to continue their 14-day isolation.
Victoria has reported no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, in Queensland, one new COVID-19 case is being treated as an overseas case. The seaman became ill while on a vessel from Japan, and the boat is now off the Mackay coast. It's expected the man will be transferred to Sunshine Coast University Hospital on Sunday. Queensland health authorities have also discharged a 49-year-old man who was diagnosed with a rare blood clotting disorder after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. The man is among three new cases being investigated by the Therapeutic Goods Administration as likely linked to vaccination. Around the world, the coronavirus has infected over 145.5 million people and has resulted in over 3 million deaths. As governments around the world work to reduce the number of infections and vaccinate their populations, India has recorded over 330,000 new cases of coronavirus and over 2,000 related deaths in a single day. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the COVID-19 situation in India is a result of inequality in the distribution of resources. A national emergency has been declared as hospitals run out of beds and oxygen supplies, forcing relatives of those infected to take to social media to find hospital beds and oxygen supplies for their loved ones who have been infected. Mr. Ghebreyesus says countries and companies that control resources that would save lives need to share.
The situation in India is a devastating reminder of what this virus can do and why we must marshal every tool against it in a comprehensive and integrated approach. This is a scenario that's playing out around the world and will continue to play out unless we ensure equitable access to the tools needed to save lives.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.